Live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Zach Ballinger Show, where we help you find your direction through passion and purpose. My name is Zach Ballinger. I'm your host. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We've got a great guest. Before we get started, we are streaming via YouTube. So if you have any questions for me and my guests, please enter them into the comment box. Always, before any show, Zach@ZachBallinger.com. We'll make sure to get to those questions as we go. Without further ado, Esther, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Zach, thank you so much for having me.
So we'll jump right in, and I want to learn a little bit more about your career. What do you do, your title, all that good stuff?
So I'm an integrative dietitian, which means I treat the whole person. I treat the physical, the psychological, the spiritual, the emotional pieces of someone's wellness. So I really listen to what their goals are. Most people I treat want to lose weight, want to reduce inflammation, want to balance hormones, get through menopause more easily, and have a healthy relationship with food and their bodies. So I take all of those into account. I do complex medical, hormonal, and gut testing. And then that becomes our North Star for treatment. And I treat people by adjusting their diet if need be. Some people need small tweaks. Some people need a massive overhaul. I do this by prescribing supplements and recommendations for hormone replacement therapy when need be, or if I have to refer someone back to a doctor for medication, I do that too. And then we also address lifestyle, because lifestyle is the hardest thing for people to change. You know, a lot of people have, for example, sleep issues and insomnia, and getting someone to switch their sleep schedule. I mean, I have a couple of clients that go to bed at 1 or 2 in the morning, but are really struggling to lose weight. And on the weeks when I get them to bed, you know, 11, 12, those are the weeks they see weight loss. So it's really the lifestyle changes that are the hardest, but the most impactful. And that's what I spend the most time working on with people.
Awesome. Great career. And now one of the questions that did come in, and I'll just get right to it since you kind of alluded to it. What's the difference between a integrated dietitian and just a dietitian?
Both tracks. What most people don't realize is to become a dietitian, it's basically a pre-med degree undergrad. It's just a little less chemistry and no physics, which is why I went into it, quite frankly, because I really didn't like physics. Continue on the dietetic path, you have to have, you know, 6 to 12 months of a clinical internship. You have to take board exams. I think now you even have to get a master's as well to become a dietitian. The difference between me and a traditional dietitian is that I'm certified in functional medicine as well. So that means that I practiced for 2 years. I studied under a holistic doctor, a functional medicine doctor, and I had to take board exams. But there are all sorts of functional medicine certifications that, and it's funny because the traditional dietetics path, you're taught a very streamlined curriculum. It's more like medical nutrition therapy, but it's not up to date with supplements, with herbs. You know, the research we learned in undergrad did not even touch the functional medicine, the more natural medicine or integrative medicine path. And now there are some programs, just a few in the country, that are starting to integrate that slowly and surely. So I think it is going to be the paradigm shift for the future.
Awesome. So now let's talk about that, since you kind of hit on the education front. What all did you do to get to your career? So let's say somebody's listening to this interview and they're like, they're interested in how long of a time investment, what education did you have, certifications. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah. So I have a bachelor's and a master's in clinical nutrition. And so that was 6 years. My clinical internship was built into my graduate school program. So I worked and went to school at the same time. And then the functional medicine certification, that was a 4-month program I did. But you know, you can do the Institute for Functional Medicine has, or there's also, what's the course? Yeah, Institute for Functional Medicine is the one that has really great certification courses in functional medicine. And those can be anywhere from a week-long conference to, you know, a multi-month program. But the education continues, right? I constantly have to get continuing ed credits to stay board certified. So I'm always, you know, reading books, going to online conferences now and things like that to keep sharp. And I always look at research studies every single week because I have these really interesting clients who come to me, some of which, you know, medical problems that I've never treated before. So I really have to dig in. Or if they don't respond to even some of my best treatments, then I have to dig deeper and work with doctors. So I am always, always, always learning, always the student.
That's great. Awesome information. Now, I always encourage people to do preceptorships, job shadowing. And so let's say somebody's interested in this. We've got this pandemic now, so they're going to come with you virtually. They're going to get up with you, have a cup of coffee, follow you throughout the day, throughout the week. I know our days change as professionals, but what's a typical day? Can you walk us through your activity, what all that entails, and what does a typical day look like?
So I get up around between 6:10 and 6:20, make breakfast for my son and myself, walk the dog for an hour, come back, do strength training a couple times a week, or I'll pop in. We have an infrared sauna in our basement, so I'll pop in the infrared sauna the other days. And I start my day at 9:30. You're seeing me, you know, fresh from the workout and shower combo. So, and then I am either working with clients or creating content. I'm actually launching 4 retreats this year. So I'm now building the content and the sales pages for all that. And I'll talk to you more about that at the end and your people. So I see clients, you know, typically till 3 or 4. And then after that, I help my son with his homework. And I'll kind of move out of my office into the kitchen with him and we sit side by side. And you know, I'll keep plugging away at work, answering emails, and then dinner. And I'm off my phone by 8. I've deleted the social media apps from my phone. Like I have found that, you know, the news cycles and social media really hijack my mental real estate. And in order for me to stay creative and productive and positive, I delete all those from my phone. I'm off completely. So that has been like just such a gift. It's something I've only done recently. I used to only do it on vacation and now like, this is it. This is the new normal for me. Awesome. So it's fiercely protecting my time. And then at night, you know, I'll either read or I do watch Netflix shows. You know, I love documentaries but sometimes I just watch stupid shows too, just to mindlessly check out. And then I go upstairs by 10, lights out by 10:30. Yeah.
Thanks for walking us through that. Now, I can probably already guess this answer, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it for the audience. What are you passionate in about your career? What makes you tick? Why do you do it? And why do you love it?
So first of all, I do it for my family. I know it sounds strange to be a practitioner and say I'm doing this for my family over my clients, but I do it for my family and I build my career around my family because it's very important to me that my son sees a working mother as a role model. If you choose to stay home with your kids, obviously this is not a dig at that. This is just my personal choice of what makes me happy because I'm happiest working and happy mom is a happy house. And also financially, I want to build a future for my son and our family and just give us options and sock away some savings for retirement and all that good stuff. But the other thing that gets me out of bed, obviously, is to help change people's lives. And I can literally say I have changed the trajectory of many, many people's lives. And whether that is getting people to poop every day who are so severely constipated, stopping a woman's hot flashes in their tracks so she can get a good night's sleep and get her libido back, helping people lose weight so they can feel incredibly confident in their bodies and pursue jobs they might not have otherwise pursued or feel sexier and more intimate in their relationships, feel happier as humans, and also feel better, like if I can clear out someone's brain fog and fix their gut and get rid of their gas and bloating and all their tummy issues, like all of those things get me out of bed because people need help. And there isn't one answer. Conventional medicine is good in certain areas, but it doesn't. A lot of people who try conventional medicine fall through the cracks. And the people I see are those people. They're the people who have been to 5 to 10 doctors, their medical issues aren't resolving, nobody's given them a window into dietary changes and how great that can make them feel. So I'll give you some success story examples. One of whom was one of my first, but in the earlier part of my career, a woman named Marie who came to me with literally 4 autoimmune conditions. She had lupus, Sjogren's, MS, and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and she'd had her thyroid completely removed. She was feeling exhausted, she had brain fog, she was achy, and I thought, how am I going to help this woman? So I said, let's just start ripping her diet. So I put her on a good hardcore paleo diet, you know, lots of protein, veggies, fats, fruits, no legumes, no grains, no dairy. And within 6 months, her doctor said to her, what are you doing? Because you have the blood work of a person without a single autoimmune condition whatsoever. I think about client Rachel, who's a young woman in her 30s who could barely get out of bed when we started working together. Nobody knew what was wrong with her. Her rheumatologist diagnosed her with a connective tissue disorder, but she didn't have a specific diagnosis, but she knew she was achy. She was exhausted. She had brain fog. She was on steroids to control pain, and her weight shot up to 180, and she's 5'3". So this was extremely traumatic for her. Again, within 6 months, you know, we cleaned her up from parasites. I had sent her to an infectious disease doctor. We got rid of her parasites, which I suspected she had. We got her tolerating more foods. When she first came to me, she could eat about 6 to 10 foods at most without severe stomach pain. She couldn't eat any vegetables. She couldn't digest her food. Now she digests her food. She's taking dance classes online. She's lost 30 pounds. Her energy is through the roof. Her digestion is completely normal. She doesn't worry like she's chained to her house all day. So those are the reasons why I get out of bed, because I know I can help really sick people. And of course, I know I can help, you know, people who aren't sick who just need to lose weight or balance hormones, get through menopause. But I want to end suffering for people and just let them live the life that they deserve to live.
Yeah, very fulfilling work for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Now, on the flip side of that, you know, some people struggle with this answers. Other people can say it right off. But, you know, if there's something about your job that's difficult or somebody needs to know behind the scenes that may be tough, you know, there's not always a happy days in any job. And so what is some things about your job that are difficult people should know?
When I'm trying everything I can to help someone and I can't help them, that is a very dark day if someone's not getting results. And it's not dark in the sense I give up. I keep looking, but some days I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall, and I'll have a full day of clients who either haven't lost weight that week or, you know, aren't feeling better physically, or we're getting better and then are backsliding again. So really it's a time, and I can let my ego step in and say, oh, you know, this is miserable and I've got to fix this person. Or I can step back and say, you know what? Let me go back to the drawing board. Let me have a fresh look at this. Let me consult with a colleague if need be and have them take a fresh look at it. Let me do more tests. Or sometimes in the weight loss case, you know, I'll put it back on the client too and say, okay, like, what's going on in your neck of the woods? What are we missing? So I comb through everything to try and see what did we miss. So not every day is sunshine and rainbows, but for the most part, it's pretty damn good. And it's great to work for myself. I'm very blessed and lucky that I was remote even before the pandemic. So for me, it was actually a very busy time. So I'm super, super grateful for that, because people want to get healthy now more than ever. They understand, oh, if I'm not healthy, like, I'm really exposing myself to high risk diseases and viruses that my immune system may not manage if I don't take care of it.
Yeah, I can imagine, just on the, because I talk with a lot of career coaching, it's about, you know, motivated individuals that show up in their chair. Because, you know, I would imagine for your job, what might be difficult too is you've got this great plan, you've got these exercising manuals, you've got, you know, whatever you suggest, And the person might not be telling you on the other end because you're not monitoring their behavior all day. So, you know, they could be drinking three Cokes before they go to bed and you don't really, you know, they're telling you, well, I'm doing everything right. And, you know, same thing with career coaching. You know, we give you a personality profile test to put out and then you may half do it. It doesn't really get you the results at the end of the day. So that's what's kind of frustrating for us when we give you the tools. And I'm sure you kind of know where I'm going, right? You have to have those motivated individuals as well.
Well, it's tricky, right? And I have a lengthy screening process. I don't offer everyone I speak to the opportunity to work together because not everyone's a fit. I'm not a fit for them and they're not a fit for me. So I really take inventory in the forms of many questions, exactly how committed someone is. But yes, I absolutely have clients who fall off the wagon. Some leave the program, not many, fortunately, but some can't, you know, just things happen or for whatever reason, they're not staying on track. And so they do fall away, but they know the responsibility's on them and my door is open. You know, should they say, you know what, I fell off, but I need to get back on. But I also create an environment where there's no shame in telling me, you know, I did have three Cokes. All right, great. So let's just figure out how to adjust your week to accommodate that. So I make it really realistic. And I tell a funny story, Zach, because like when I was training for the New York City Marathon back in 2000, I hired a nutritionist to help me because I wanted to stay injury free and have great endurance and not trash my adrenals. So she totally food shamed me. Like I was still reporting my martinis and my dark chocolate because I just had that a lot in my life when I was in my 20s. And she circled everything in red pen, like angrily, and was like, what are you doing? What exactly are you doing here? And I said, having a good old healthy relationship with food. And but she really shamed me. And I was like, God, I would never do that to my people. That's just not serving them well or setting them up for success. It just made me, A, it made me feel crappy at the time, but B, it made me more defiant. You know, and I was like, that's not what this is about. This is about saying, all right, if you do have a martini, here's how to control the damage, because that's realistic, that's sustainable, and that's much more of an abundance mindset than no, you can never have that. That's just not even realistic.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the other way when I hear anybody tell me, well, you'll never eat pizza again your whole life.
Yeah,
I mean, not going to happen. So, but yeah, I can certainly, that makes a lot of sense. Now, let's take you back into a time machine. You're going to go back to second, first, third, fourth grade. Did you have a dream career that you always wanted to do? Or always wanted you be when I was a little girl, I wanted to be this.
Never, but I was surrounded by medicine. You know, my grandfather was a gifted ears, nose, and throat surgeon. He did surgery till he was 80 and practiced medicine 4 days a week till he was 95 and a half. And then he painted the last 10 years of his life till he was 105 and a half and died. But, and then my father was a dermatologist. My mother was a nurse. And my grandfather and my grandmother took my tonsils out. My grandfather had a four-story house in Brooklyn. And on the first floor, he had a consultation room, and a treatment room, and an operating room, and then a recovery room with 12 recovery beds for kids. And so my grandmother put the ether mask over my face, and my grandfather took tonsils out, and I went home the next day from their house. So, you know, medicine was certainly in my blood, but I didn't want to go to medical school. My grandfather was really pissed at me. He was like, what are you doing? Like, you're never going to be a success. You're never going to make any money. And I was like, oh, watch me. I'm going to get that. So, but that's, you know, my dad was like, he forced me to go to medical school. I want to be a chemist. Like, don't do it if you don't want to. It's the hospital is a jealous mistress. And I was like, oh, thank God. So no, I never had a dream career. And when I started out in nutrition, I actually transferred. I was at Boston University in a liberal arts program, and I transferred to Simmons College in Boston because they had a fantastic nutrition curriculum. And when I got there, I hated the head of the department. I thought she was so mean. I hated the coursework. And I was a semi-professional photographer also. I had published work starting from high school on. And so I said to my dad, just send me my portfolio. I'm going to talk to the head of the photography department at Simmons, whose name was Reggie Jackson. And so I talked to Reggie, I showed him my portfolio, and he was like, look, you can go into photography, but you don't need a degree, but you should get that nutrition degree because you always have something to fall back on. And what he was probably saying was like, you're good, but you're not that good. So stick with nutrition. But honestly, like the fact that, you know, that was really sage advice. So I sort of grit my teeth and I ended up becoming very close with the head of the department. And she was a staunch ally and friend for many years. So it worked out the way it's supposed to. And it's really the life lesson, right? Of having a business or coaching. Like sometimes it sucks for long periods of time. Like my first job out of college, I had a job at Boston City Hospital the year before I went to grad school. And I was running the WIC program there, and it was awful. Like, nobody wanted to respect a 21-year-old kid. And I was a white girl in a sea of colored women. Why would they ever connect to me or feel like, you know, I just stepped in the role of managing an office? It was a disaster. I had no experience, no insight. I did not recognize my own white privilege and all of it. So it was a total disaster. I was so ignorant. And so, but my dad kept saying to me, you got to stay a year. You've got to stay a year and stick it out. You can't just quit and leave. And it was really, you know, it's like sometimes you got to pay your dues. And, you know, business is the same way. Like it took me a very long time to become a six-figure entrepreneur. It wasn't overnight. I had to work and work and work and hire different coaches, and took me a long time to find a good one that really got me results. So you just got to keep going. You know, out of the muck rises the lotus, right?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for sharing your story. I did want to get to these questions that came in.
Yeah, sure.
So the first question is, what's the difference between a nutritionist and a dietitian?
So a nutritionist does not need any credentials. Your cat could be a licensed nutritionist, literally. So requires no education whatsoever. Now you can be a certified nutritionist and that requires credentials and education. But the dietitian, as I mentioned, it's a ton of biochemistry and chemistry and anatomy, physiology and dissections. It's hardcore. It's pre-med minus the physics and a little less chemistry.
The next question that comes in, it says, do you see patients virtually only in which states, and how else do you see patients?
I see patients all over the world. I'm not restricted to any one state. Now, I prefer to see people in the United States because I can, and Canada, because I can only send metabolic test kits there. I can't send them across the world. So I had a girl last week call me from Israel saying, I want to see you as a patient and I'm going to move to the States in 6 months. I said, great, I'll see you in 6 months. So but I can see people all over the world. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then the next question that comes in is, how many clients do you tend to work with per day?
Really depends on the day. Some day it's 6 to 7, maybe 8. Other days it's 2. I cluster my clients. I see new patients the first week of the month. And then weeks 2, 3, and 4, I have them coach with me in a group coaching format in a private Facebook group. So they have community support. They have individual support. So it's a really nice hybrid.
So let's say, Esther, people are out there listening. They've been either piqued by a career interest in what you're doing, or maybe somebody's out there listening saying, hey, I need this in my life. I need to, how can they find you? Do you have a website? All that good stuff.
Yes. My website is Esther Blum, ESTHERBLUM. You're going to want to get on my mailing list to learn more about this incredible retreat that I'm going to be hosting in March. But if you want to start off with a call with me, Zach, I've cleared about 5 spots in my calendar next week. And you can go to estherblum.com/call. That's C-A-L-L, estherblum.com/call. And you can get a 30-minute metabolic blueprint consultation with me, where you will take away 3 customized tips for reaching your goal, whether it be weight loss or sleeping better or balancing hormones or ending sugar cravings. So this is for people who are serious, who want to move the needle. This isn't a pick your brain call. This is a, I really need help and I don't know how to get there call. Teach me. And I want to be your student. So it's estherblum.com/call. And 5 spots are available for your people.
And so we really appreciate that. We'll make sure to link in as well and put that link into the video. So if you guys are out there listening, you guys can link in. Now, if anybody wants to follow you, are you on? Yeah. I know you talked about the social medias kind of being a way, but can they connect to you in any way on social media?
Follow me on Instagram. I'm at Gorgeous Esther, Gorgeous Esther on Instagram. Or if you type in Esther Blum, there aren't a lot of me out there. So,
and we'll make sure to link as well to that. You know, Esther, we know you're really busy. You've got patients to see. You've taken time out to share with my audience about your career. We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot today about the role a dietitian can play. I think sometimes we forget that in our own lives. We just assume a pill is going to fix everything when we're half the problem. And trust me, eating food is my favorite thing to do in the world. So, so we really do appreciate your time though. This was very fascinating.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have a good day.
You too.